Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight choir, I have tried in my way to be free. Be free.
Well, that's it for me. Leonard Cohen there with Bird on the Wire. Cooper Moore, Sweet Hour of Prayer. Philip Johnson, Heart Trouble, and Prima Materia, Roma. January 17th, 1976, from The Tale of the Tiger. That's it for me. I got to get out of here. You're tuned to Freeform Radio, WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. I'm Fabio, and I'll be back next week. Stay tuned now, and see you later. Bye.
Last time. I'm Poochie.
Dogs. Brown dog. I like a brown dog.
Why?
Give Mrs. Bucci a birthday dog.
His name is Flippy.
Flippy, the border collie.
Okay.
Short for Felipe.
Let's give Felipe to Mrs. Bucci.
Yay!
And how are you guys? Rested up?
Why do you keep your dog in a dresser? Bucci's frowning. He doesn't want me to ask follow-up questions. I have the dog now in my arms.
Oh, my God.
My God.
I have to also come with the dog.
Maybe there's some, like, substitute dogs.
Franco's dog is going crazy.
Just
have a treat.
The dog belongs to a very well-known celebrity.
So,
the dog's name is Kublai Khan Paw Paw Chow Chow Chow, and it belongs to Martha Stewart.
I have a little bit of a wound on my leg because of a dog bit me.
All right, let's get down to business. What kind of dog you got for me?
Yeah, I have a dog named Chester.
Oh. Hey, Chester.
All right, all right.
Whoa, get a little friendly with old Bucci.
I've got a really rambunctious miniature greyhound.
Put him in my basket.
All
let's
right,
go.
Put...
I will pour all my money and love into this dog.
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Oh. Is this a sheepdog? This looks like a sheepdog.
Yeah.
Why is it so mad? Give it a pet.
I am petting.
The dog doesn't want love. He will come and love you.
There's a lot of dogs in here.
How many crimes has this dog solved?
Oh, you know, I think it's still on his first case.
Right. Just say no. Just no.
No,
down,
very, down.
Down and no.
Let's do another toast. Happy birthday, Mrs. Bucci.
Thank you, Bucci.
Eat your white beans. With rosemary.
Please, dogs, please, listen to Bucci.
Cross Bucci.
I'm going to give your wife all the dogs from St. Hubert's Animal Shelter.
This is amazing.
Can you just take
they
control
just like
of
you.
Them?
Chill out.
They are. We need some silence.
And now, this week... on Bucci.
Do you think we should get dog training?
Sorry. Hey. This is Bucci.
Bucci.
I don't know about this week. I don't know about this week's Bucci, folks. I don't know. I don't know where it's gonna go. Bucci's tired. Bucci's tired today. Definitely. Haven't been getting a lot of sleep. less sleep than normal, which is already, you know, not a lot of sleep. Let's just say Bucci is very familiar with his ceiling and how many panels are on his ceiling. And it's like, the more I can't sleep, the more I can't sleep, if that makes any sense. And so, like, actually, hold on. Let me crack a can of whatever this is. I picked it up at a truck stop. God knows how I got to this truck stop, for one. What's in this thing? Ginkgo biloba, ginseng, can't pronounce that word. Tianthapine. Well, it sounds delicious. Mmm! Maybe that'll pick me up. Literally.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-buche.
And, why am I tired? I imagine you're asking your radio. Well, I'll tell you. Okay? Sorry, I'm irritable. So people... music. People who tuned in last week, who listened to last week's show, will know that we did a show where people called up. It was my wife's birthday, and people called up and gave my wife, recent wife, dogs for her birthday. As a present. It was a fun show. Everyone said good or neutral things about it, and my wife was pleased. But that show is over for you. She's over. But unless you go to Apple Podcasts, and then you can listen to the podcast. Or at WFMU.org. The show is over, but Bucci is still living with the ramifications of that show. And these are some loud ramifications. Because I had to take all these animals. I had to take these dogs home. I couldn't leave them at WFMU. So I went from never owning a dog in my life to owning like 20 dogs. Maybe, I don't know, 20. More, 20 more or less. They never stay still. These cocked dogs. Won't stop barking. Won't stop tilting their heads and looking at Bucci. Won't stop eating kibble. So much kibble. I mean, they're fine for my wife. They love my wife. The second she shows up, they're all sweet and quiet. But the second she leaves, they're back on me, snuggling next to me, daubing their, you know, their little wet noses against my cheek. Ugh! No thank you. People in the chat over there at WFMU.org are saying, hey, that sounds great. I love snuggling with a... And then they curse. Dog. Yeah, well, imagine it's 16 dogs. 16 cold dog noses touching you all over your body simultaneously. You're trying to sleep, and then you just feel all these little wet noses like on different parts of your body. You try it. You try to sleep then. And you pull the blanket up over your shoulders and you realize it's a dog's tongue. There's no melatonin in the world that's strong enough to knock you out after that. So, yeah.
Bucci.
Yeah. Sorry. Jesus. What was I talking about? Sleep. No sleep. No sleep till Brooklyn, Staten Island, Queens, Manhattan. 1, 2, 3, 4. And there's another one. I don't remember the other one. And on top of that, I was talking about this last week, but I'm pretty sure I have a hernia. I'm pretty sure it hasn't. All the results aren't in, but I'm pretty sure I have one.
Hernia status is.
I just said it. I just said I think I have a hernia. Okay. Drops. So it's like my stomach. My stomach is. I'll describe the symptom. My stomach is both tight and squishy in parts. Like the hernia is trapped somewhere outside of the abdominal wall and is pressing against the wall. You know. So here, let me show you. I'll bring the mic down. Hold on. So here, let's. See that? This is my left side. See? And then here. Like. Okay. And then over here, like in this area, you know, it's all squishy or something. Hold on. Let me find it. There's a spot. Where is it? Oh. There. Hear that? What is that? That's not good. It's kind of satisfying to touch it, though. So anyway, I'm like, I can't put this off any longer. Yesterday, I went to this doctor that my aunt recommended. She said, great, she's great. Doctor something, I didn't get her name. Frankly, I think it was Doctor Illegal, because this doctor was not legal. And she did an ultrasound on Bucci. I don't know how many of you have gotten ultrasounds in the past, but for one reason, they're interesting, is what I'm struggling to say. God, my brain is gone. But these ultrasounds, if you put aside the fear of what they're gonna find, they are interesting, because they pass this wand. First, they kind of slather you. The area with like a gel, like a conductive gel. I guess it's conductive. You'd think it would be cold, but they keep it in this warming dish, so it's actually quite pleasant. And then they pass this wand all over the all over you, and it sees into your body and takes pictures. And the images are sent to a desktop, like a Dell, and you can see them in real time. You can see into. I could see into me. See it. I could see it. The inner booch, as people in the chat have already been calling it. I mean, I do a fair amount of navel gazing, but this was ridiculous. And I was looking at this screen while they were doing the ultrasound. I saw, trying to get a glimpse, what is in there that makes Bucci do Bucci? The intangible thing that lives in me. I was trying to get a glance of it. Like, is that it? No, just a shadow. What's that? Is that a pair of Fila shorts floating around in there? No, it's just my liver. But there's something in there. Oh, there goes the bed music. The bed music started to die. Oh, I can't. Don't you die. You're my only lifeline, bed music. You're keeping me awake. So I didn't find the inner Bucci on this this procedure. There are no answers in there. I mean, there are no answers anywhere.
Bucci adage.
Yeah, that's Bucci adage. So that was an interesting thing. I was nervous about the results, but so that's not helping me sleep either. I've been snapping at people. Very emotional. I screamed at Joe Magasco and he started crying. Listen, I was actually recording him. So yeah, that's Joe. So I felt bad about that because he's such a nice guy, but I just snapped. And I'm not afraid to admit that I've been crying quite a lot as well. And I don't care if that makes me sound less tough. I don't care. I have been crying. Bochy has been crying for days now. Two professionals do it on the air, so I forced myself to stop. I looked in the mirror right in the bathroom right before the show, and I said, get yourself, pull yourself together. Now. No. Let's do it. But I do actually have a drop of me crying, so you can just hear what I sounded like. Here, let me play that. This was earlier this afternoon. And then I'm like, okay, get ready for the show. And I was kind of doing it. And then right before I got on the air, I looked at my phone and I saw that the legendary New York Yankees announcer, John Sterling, the voice of the New York Yankees, was retiring. I think he's just quitting in the middle of the season. And I'm not a Yankee fan, but I grew up on that voice. And actually, as a non-Yankee fan, I found him really obnoxious. Kind of a really annoying way of calling a baseball game. But he's my radio brother. And then when I heard he was going to step down after, God knows, 40 years, I don't know, I started crying again. I was bawling, you know? I was just like, no, not like that. But like a dribble, you know? I'm like, ooh, what's this wetness on my face? I'm like, oh my God, I thought I was normal, and now I'm... It's ridiculous. I have real problems, which I have been talking about for 17 minutes now. The dogs, the medical, I almost swore, stuff. WFMU's own Michelle on my back to pay for these t-shirts I did for the marathon. Do you have it yet? I'm like hiding in my house. So real problems, and here I'm getting affected by a guy who I don't even really like retiring. Just the news is enough to send me into a dizzy. And I thought, whoa, Bucci, that's a topic right there. Because I had no topic planned for today. There's a topic right there. What dumb thing makes you cry? Where all of us are just hanging on, barely hanging on to our emotions on an hour-to-hour basis. And most of our day is not composed of, like, tragic, traumatic, serious events. It's the little things that make you just lose your grip. The straw that breaks the camel's back and makes it cry because its back is broken. But it's stupid. something you watch or you read or you see, and you know you shouldn't be sad about it. You're an adult. But bang, every time you feel you're just crying without your brain or your thinking about it. You're sitting watching a commercial and you're actually crying over a Ford commercial because they won so many J.D. Power and Associates awards. You're like, oh man, they must be so happy about those awards. They won so many awards. Imagine going home to your partner with an armful of J.D. Power and Associates awards and going, look what I just won. I don't know. That really makes me cry. And it's like, I'm not, like I said, it's not a sadness. It's not a deep sadness. It certainly doesn't mean anything about my mental health. This is nothing about, my emotional state. And it certainly does not. Is that a Bucci adage? Okay. I got to retool these things then. I think the adage thing is broken. It's just, not connected to my real feelings. And I was thinking about, what other example? Like, I was watching a documentary pretty recently about Lewis and Clark, the explorers who explored the Louisiana Purchase. They went out and the first people, white people to see the Pacific Ocean or something like that. What a great award. Like, they should have won a J.D. Power and Associates Award. Good job. But anyway, my personal feelings of Lewis and Clark aside, there was this part of the documentary where they were describing, someone was describing like what good friends Lewis and Clark were, and I started bawling. I was really just like ugly crying, like mouth was like a smile turned upside down, kind of like. Because it's so nice to be friends with people. Have close friends. And I know that from experience.
Bucci.
Dude, that's what I want to talk about tonight. The dumb things that make you cry. And why you think that is. That's after the break. So, sorry. I need to put some energy in this show. People in the chat are just writing zzzz like it's boring. Okay, let's listen to something fun. What are we gonna play? All right, I know what we're gonna play. So, Beyoncé's new album came out, and I want to say a week ago now, maybe a week and a half. And so we've all been sitting with that, enjoying it immensely. I know I have, and I think it's a very good, impressive album. So I'm going to play a track off of that one. What are we going to play? All right, so we're going to play a hot, fun, exciting track that's gonna bring us into the second half of the show and just make us feel better. This is Sweet Honey Buckin' off of Cowboy Carter, only on WFMU and maybe WBAI. It's time I see you. Time is all our secrets. So tell me how you been.
Luke Casey, the boots, check. You can hear when I step. All the Chevy long it can't fit in the bed. It don't matter what nobody says. Country boy to the day that I'm dead. You won't smoke, I'm the Marlboro man. Cut it out before it get out of hand. This ain't Calabasas. We don't need highways, we can take back roads. Never been riding, baby. Stepping that stirrup, hop on my saddle. Snake on my feet, they rattle. In the bag, only thing getting lashy. And I'm still going up like a ladder. And I'm still in the field like cattle.
Cadillac back on the road. We take it 144. Just say what you need from the store. Oh, oh. Put some grist on the stove. Jiffy cornbread, booty corn fed. Body rolls at the rodeo. I'm coming home. Time on a trail ride to the Zydeco. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. We've come a long way from the rough rides, from the railroads to the rodeo, sweet country home.
This for my.
Don't forget to call in on the topic. The topic of the day is...
What dumb thing makes you cry?
So call in with your response now. 201-209-9368. That's 201-209-9368. One more time, 201-209-9368. And give Bucci your answer now. Now, back to the music. Music.
It's Bucci. Where's the drop?
Oops.
That's the wrong drop. We're talking today about the dumb things that make you cry like a baby. Or the dumb things that make you cry like an adult. Stupid things. Not like you stub your toe and you're crying or... You know, something very sad. Have you got punched or you got shoved or, you know, someone's, you know, you broke up with your partner or something like that. Dumb things. Like you see an old couple holding hands, sharing the same vape. And you're like, man, that's what I want to be. Like, not a real emotion, but it's not tied, certainly not tied to any sort of real emotion in your body. It's just... I don't know, like an emotional ghost that floats around you and makes you cry. I don't know why. It can't, you know. Anyway, that's what we're talking about. The dumb things that make you cry. Caller Yagabuchi. All right, hold on. There you go. Caller Yagabuchi. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, who's this?
Franco.
Oh, sorry, Franco. You were muttering and mumbling. I couldn't hear you. Usually you
That's because I'm crying.
Oh, I see. What does it sound like when you cry? I've always wanted to know that.
I only make sounds when I'm talking to people.
You are a silent
crier.
And
then I sound like someone that's crying and talking at the same time.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I know you've lived a very happy life, carefree and trouble-free, Franco, but is there a dumb thing out there? Is this some random thing that like affects you in a way that you don't understand?
Well, I can start with what happened about an hour ago.
Here we go. What happened about an hour ago?
I went to the library to read the Los Angeles Times because there's a story I'm following and I don't subscribe. And where they keep the newspapers, there's this double-sided metal shelf that they keep all the magazines on, and it's a well-stocked library.
I've seen that, and they keep the back issues. It raises up, and you keep the back issues behind that.
Oh, yeah, you know that shelf.
I know that shelf, baby. That shelf doesn't make me cry. I can look at that shelf all day long and feel nothing.
That doesn't make me cry at all.
Oh, I see.
But what happened is one side of the magazine rack was completely empty. There was, like, nothing. Like, it just came out of the crate. So.
Yeah.
I asked the library assistant, what happened to the magazines? And he just kind of, like, got really sheepish. Uh-huh. And then it just so happened that the librarian was walking this way. So he goes, ask him.
Okay.
I said, what happened? The whole side that the New York Times, the Times Book Review, the New York Review of Books, everything is on that side. Mm-hmm. Gone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he just kind of his shoulders slumped. And he gave me this very unsatisfying answer about how the library is going all digital.
Okay.
And I'm like, what? I thought the library was the...
It's by definition...
Sort of an island of, you know, security for people that are literate. And he just goes on and on. And I just
or people just want to use the
library
internet.
And I went to my truck.
Ooh, a truck.
And I sat there and I started crying.
Never pictured Franco wearing a truck. You started crying because of the death of the library or the, that's what you started crying? Yeah, it is,
Because you have to understand I'm a library nerd.
I don't have to understand that.
I have like four library cards.
For the same library?
No.
Okay.
Different libraries.
So, and you were just sitting in your truck crying because of that.
Well, it's not a full on...
But like a wetness came down your face, a wetness on your face and a trembling lower lip and kind of like a sweaty, hot feeling in your chest. Those kind of things.
Kind of an empty feeling.
Empty feeling, sure.
Like
just making the sound of crying but not attached to anything.
So I put it relatable because most people are saying, what the hell are you talking about? You just read it on your phone? And it's like, no, I can't. You know, maybe I can only talk to Mark Hurst about this. Maybe he's the only one that...
Yeah, you know what? I don't understand your... don't come here and bash modern telephones, Franco, because you're messing with the wrong show. I love iPhones.
Okay, you know what? Let's scratch this. I have another one.
No, Franco, let me tell you about one that reminded me of when you said that, where it's like when I go into a library or like a magazine, like a Barnes & Noble or something like that, and I see... All the, like, a bunch of magazines have been taken, and then you see this one magazine, Cosmopolitan, and nobody is taking that magazine.
Uh-uh.
For some reason, that makes me very emotional. Like, that poor magazine. No one wants that magazine.
Well, okay, so there's sympathy there.
Empathy. I would say empathy.
You would say it's empathy for Mademoiselle, did you say, or Cosmopolitan?
The people who work so hard on Mademoiselle. I don't think there is a Mademoiselle anymore.
Doesn't matter.
I think it's Cosmopolitan.
Like what you like to read.
Right, well, I don't... like to read it. It's just the idea that nobody wants it, and that feeling that nobody wants it just kills me.
Okay.
Well, don't shame me for what I feel. I didn't shame you for your thing.
No, you didn't. I'm so sorry. But I mean, you know, I am a snob.
Yeah. All right.
I'm an intellectual snob, but you already knew that, right?
No, I didn't know that. You don't seem like you seem like a man of the people, or at least a man of a couple people.
I'm an auto dictator.
Bucci. Franco, I gotta let you go, but thanks, man. Thanks for commiserating with me. I feel a little bit better.
Okay, bye.
I don't know if I feel better. Let me check in with myself. Nope. Call you, Bucci.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Who's this? My voice went all high.
Henry.
Oh, hey, Henry. How are you?
Good.
Good. Me too. So, stop. Henry, you're such a, you're a young person. What weird thing makes you cry? You're a carefree individual. What's the weird thing that makes you cry, do you think? Like you see something, like maybe you broke a toy and you're like, oh, my toy. Or you see a sad cartoon.
No.
No.
Something that was sad is that, do you know the horse race?
Yeah, a horse race, yeah.
That we did in...
Oh, on the show? Race. Yeah, yeah, okay, yep.
My horse was named Bob.
Mm-hmm, yeah, I remember.
You didn't give me my $10.
Oh, that's true. Shoot. You know what? You're right. I thought I mailed that. Didn't I mail that to you, though, Henry? I swear. You didn't get it?
No, you didn't.
Oh, man. Did you check, like, did you check your mailbox? I mean, every...
You send it to me.
Oh, man. I could have sworn. You know, this, it's the USPS, Henry. It's very... It's underfunded, and so sometimes mail doesn't. You know what? I'll talk to my accountant and see if I can get you another check cut.
Did you know I heard the rest of that show?
Yes.
And you said you weren't gonna mail it to me.
Oh, but you know what? Then my wife pushed me against the wall and said, "You better pay Henry because he beat you fair and square." So I am. You know, I'm gonna. You know, I know what's right. What? How do you want the check? Do you want it in coins, quarters, or do you want a money order?
Dollars.
Okay. Okay, now you got me crying, because now I got to shell out $10. All right, Henry, thank you for reminding me that. And I don't want to make you cry. Were you really crying?
No.
Oh, okay. Could you do a little crying right now? Just a little fake crying? There you go. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, buddy. Have a great afternoon.
Bye.
Damn, he found me. I don't know how he found me. Henry! Oh, man. I got Michelle coming for me for the t-shirt money. I got Henry coming for me for the gambling, the debt. The gambling debt. He's gonna break my legs. 201-209-9368. We're talking about the stupid things that make you cry. Not the serious things, the stupid things. Like if you hear, like, bagpipes. A lot of people, when they hear bagpipes, they immediately, they just, like, they, you know, it's affect them. It's not like you love a bagpipe, but it resonates with you in some way. Or you boil an egg to just... the right consistency. It's like, you know, like the membrane is solid, but the inside's very liquidy. And you're like, that's so good. And you're like, I gotta, I'm losing my mind. Or when you see two people you don't know get into a huge fight in public, that makes me cry because I'm like, stop fighting. Stop. You have to learn to communicate. You have to learn to talk over your... Stop! You're upsetting everyone! Spilt milk. That's a famous one. Caller Yagabuchi. Hello, can you turn down your radio? Hello?
Hi, Bucci.
Hi, sir. Can you turn down your radio right now?
Can I turn it up?
No,
that might sound really cool.
No. Down. Let's do down for first.
But I'm driving a rental car, and I normally wouldn't be able to do this.
All right, turn it up, sir.
This whole echo chamber.
Okay, go for it. Turn it up. Let's hear that. Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's keep going. We have to keep talking, though. This is Station Manager Ken, by the way.
Oh, hey, Station Manager Ken. How you doing?
Hello.
It hasn't started happening yet.
No, it's not happening.
Hello.
Oh, there it, Gavin.
Yeah, now you can use Echo, but you won't let the people use Echo.
Can I turn it off? No.
This is man. It's like I'm talking
down,
to two other people.
Down. Let's do down.
All
now
right,
I'm going to do you. But I'm driving a rental car.
All right, turn it
All right.
All right.
It up.
All right. Turn it up.
Okay. Go for it.
Go for it.
Turn it up. Turn it up.
Let's keep going.
I'm driving a rental car.
This is Station Manager Ken, by the way.
And while we're doing this, Bucci.
Hello. It hasn't started happening yet.
No, it's not happening.
It's not happening yet.
Hello. Oh, there it is.
Hey, Bucci.
Yes, Station Manager Ken. Hey, Ken.
This is
making me cry. This is very stressful.
Pucci, there is a song that makes me cry.
Oh, what is it, Ken?
Would you like to guess?
Is it a Bob Dylan song?
No.
Is it the Jack of Hearts? That one's a pretty emotional one. What's it called? Something in the Jack of Hearts.
Oh, Rosemary.
Yeah.
Uncle Jerry and the Jack of Hearts. Yeah.
So not that Bob.
That is a very, very sad song.
That's a sad album. What about a Leonard Cohen song, like Hallelujah? Does that make you cry?
No. Fabio ended his show with Bird on a Wire today. That was pretty amazing.
I never heard
the song in its entirety.
That is a very emotional song, too. So it's
a Beach Boys song.
Oh.
There's a Beach Boys song that makes me cry because I associate it with my dead dog, Rooster.
Oh, wow. Which one is that? Is it Roller Skating Child?
It's one of the really crazy Brian Wilson numbers, A Day in the Life of a Tree.
Oh, yeah. Day in the Life of a Tree. Yeah.
He doesn't even sing it.
No, it's like the guy who wrote it or something, their producer.
Just some guy who was in the studio hanging around.
Yeah, yeah. Day in the Life of a Tree. Yeah, that's a big one because the tree is dying right on the song. That's very sad.
Yeah, it's Brian writing about himself as a tree that's dying.
There's a lot of things about Brian Wilson that make me cry. You're such a tough guy, Ken. I'm surprised that anything can make you then crack that walnut.
Yeah, well, that's the only thing that's cracked me in the last 20 years was...
Day in the Life of a Tree.
Yeah, when Rooster died, and then I was just listening nonstop to that song.
Yeah, dogs, that's a real sadness.
Yeah, dogs do it. That's just about the only thing that cracks me. Dogs.
And then a song that reminds you of dogs.
Right.
Well, Ken, thank you for that contribution. I hope you get some, get some help, some therapy or something to sort that
out. Thanks, Bucci.
All right, buddy. Bye. I can't believe I just called Ken buddy. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci. Ken's everybody's buddy, you know?
That's true. Is that a Bucci added? It's probably a Ken added somewhere. I don't have that drop. Okay, Zach, what makes you cry? Stupid thing that makes you cry.
I mean, it's a lot of things. I don't think it's necessarily stupid, but
okay, go ahead.
Ugh. Well, no, go ahead. What?
No. What is the thing that makes you that resonates with you in a weird way that makes you upset?
Usually it chokes me up. I haven't read it in a while, but the Giving Tree.
Story. Yep.
Michelle Silverstein. That's always a
When the boy comes back and the tree is cut down.
Yeah. Well, he took everything from the tree. All the tree could offer finally was the stump.
As a seat, right? It was a seat.
It was a seat.
That is affected.
Father dying, that busts me up.
Yeah, but that's a serious thing that makes you cry. Like, obviously, when a parent dies, that's an understandable thing. But,
isn't that weird, though? Like, I mean, you were expecting it your whole life, right?
I have been expecting it my whole life, and you think you're prepared for it. But I guess you're not, and it's very upsetting. And I guess those things that make you, like the Giving Tree or Where the Sidewalk Ends or whatever, some other Shel Silverstein thing, can remind you, or like Ken's Beach Boys song, it can remind you of a real trauma, I guess, right?
Pulls on those emotional heartstrings. Or Franco, the library. We all get torn up at different points in the library.
Yeah, yeah. I sometimes when I can't... I don't know. I guess I just walk around weeping in a library. Can't get that internet to work. Right. Zach, thank you very much for exposing yourself so emotionally.
I think you ripped off another kid, too, on $10.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think it was just one kid, which, Henry, if you're out there, that's the end of that sentence. All right, Zach, see ya. Or like in a movie, another thing that hits me is like in a movie, whenever someone says to another person, I owe you one. Waterworks. Call you Gabucci.
What up, Booch? How you doing?
Yeah, who's this?
It's Double G.
It's Double G. 1, 2, G. Downtown Double G. What's up?
Yeah.
What makes you... I'm fine. What makes... sorry for snapping at you. I'm on a razor's edge here.
Okay.
What is...
I had a long day too. It's okay.
Yeah, these days. So what makes you... What's this? What's a weird random thing that makes you cry?
Oh, you know...
like when Alex Trebek died?
A couple years, and it's honestly the national chain shortage. You know what I mean? You've heard about this, right?
No, I mean, I don't know what you mean. So what do you mean?
There's like, you know, there's not enough like coinage in circulation. A lot of people don't like, you know, they receive change when they use cash, but they don't really spend it again.
Yeah, they keep it in a jar at home, in a honey bear or something like that.
You keep it in like a big like 5 gallon water jug.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or a Home Depot bucket like I do.
Yeah, you know, I got a couple buckets.
Is that a Bucci?
You know, you know, hits me is the fact that, like, you know, children aren't out there getting gumballs. They're not spending their money on those like little sticky hands.
Yeah, because you can tap pay with your phone now, right? To get a gumball,
yeah,
you just scan your phone and it goes
right.
Spits out a gumball. Yeah,
you know,
the national coin sort of.
Riding around their bicycles with socks full of change to, like, you know, defend themselves from angry drivers. You know what I mean? So it's just the emotional like weight that comes with the literal weight of change. Is
this
something
is just insane.
That strikes me as like a cultural death that no one's really talking about.
So you're just sitting around thinking about how there's no change, or you're like, you reach into your pocket and there's no change, and that's when you start crying.
It's a little bit of both, honestly, because I see no change around me. How about that?
I see no change around me. Yeah, more ways than one, right? Okay, right, Zach. Double G, I'll see you later, buddy. Oh, Double G. Downtown Double G. He always gets me. He's such a... he's a real card. I gotta stop poking at this. So fun, though. Call you Gabucci.
I think poking at the hernia will just make it worse.
Well, I don't know. I haven't gotten. I haven't. Would you read that in a medical book, or where'd you read that?
Isn't that just how a hernia works?
I don't know. I don't know how a hernia works. Some maybe poking at it is good. You're poking the intestine back into the intestinal wall, right? Sorry, I don't know.
I didn't even know that's what a hernia was.
We're getting way out. You know, let's not make this about my body. Let's make this about your body. What's your name?
Oh, it's Chris. How are you?
Hey, Chris. I'm fine. I'm holding in there. I'm hanging in there. So, Chris, what is a weird, random, not to say stupid, but thing that makes you go off? Tears and the emotional
there's
baggage.
Just certain random scenes in like movies and TV shows that will just really get to me.
Like
okay,
go ahead. What is it?
Well, I guess the most recent example would be, you know, I saw the new Doom movie.
Mm-hmm.
And
no spoilers.
Just a random scene where like Timothy Chalamet is, you know, standing on a sandhill and kind of like addressing a crowd all heroic like and.
Yeah.
I don't know, something about it just kind of made me start tearing up.
So the idea that this guy has so much power over people, that's what makes you cry?
No, I really don't know.
Yeah.
Like I saw a TV show the other week where someone was just walking their dog, like that was the scene.
Yeah.
And that got to me too. Like, I started bawling.
Yeah.
Like, really bawling.
That's weird. Yeah, I mean, not to say that it's, you know, but I definitely get that. Just some tiny little thing. Animals are always, they're always tricky, you know. Like, I was watching Planet Earth, and there was this little lizard, little Anole or whatever, little lizard, and it was being attacked by 1,000 snakes, and it got free. And I was just like, it was like, you know. The happiest day and the saddest day at the same time, I think, for some weird way.
It's a happy day for the lizard, but the worst day for the snakes.
The snakes, right? Those poor snakes. Maybe that's what I was crying over, because they need to eat too.
they need to eat. That's the circle of life.
Is that all right? Thanks, Chris. I'm sorry to bum you out there, buddy. All right, but that's a good one. Thanks. Yeah, movies. Random scenes in the movies, like when there's an uptight character in a movie, and it's usually a guy, but you know when they're like uptight and reserved and quiet and you know kind of dorky, and then they meet a magic pixie dream person, and they show them what life is all around you. You know, like oh, the wonders of a life. Just like that.
You make me nervous. Okay.
Paco Bell's Cannon. Call your Gabucci.
Bucci got Mike.
Hey, is this Mike?
This is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Is this Bucci?
Yeah, this is Bucci. Mike, what makes you, what's the thing that makes you just break down and get wet on the face?
This might be a little bit kind of mean. But let's put a shot here, okay? So, you know, like in the wintertime, it's icy out, right?
Yeah.
Maybe you're walking, maybe you're driving, maybe you're stopped at a stop sign and you see somebody crossing the road,
mm-hmm.
and they slip on the ice and they fall.
So that makes
usually you wait and see if they're okay. And if they're okay, you laugh.
Right.
But if they're not okay, it gets me every time.
So if you see someone slip and crack their head on the ground, that makes you cry? You're such a weirdo.
Yeah, but yeah, you get the gist of it.
So you're sitting around. You're not putting down this icy patch, are you? You're not going out
on a cold day and
putting water on the ground and waiting in a bush, waiting for people to slip, are you? Chris?
No.
Or Mike?
No.
Okay.
I haven't done that yet.
Okay. Well, all right. So yeah, I guess that's an example. But like, wouldn't anyone feel like if they saw someone like really hurt themselves, be like crying? I don't know. Maybe not.
Depends on who the person is, right?
Yes, that's true.
If they're one of your best friends. Yeah.
Yeah. If it was like Trump, you'd be like, "Oh, Trump!" You know, you'd hate. You'd be like, "Well, you would be crying, but I would be like, "Ha ha, yeah." All right, man.
I'd probably laugh.
Okay.
And I wouldn't wait to see if he's okay, so.
No. No, you just back over him. All right. See ya. You know what? Another thing, when someone says to me, "Hey, Bucci, we should hang out sometime." Waterworks. Call it a Bucci.
Hey, you talking to me?
You're talking to Bucci. Who am I talking to? Oh, hey, Jessa. Hey, Jessa.
Yeah, you know me.
I do. I know your voice. What's the thing that makes you just lose it? You're a strong person. You're like, not my rock, but you are a rock. And so what? I can't even believe that something would get to you.
Well, you know what? There's it's a spectrum, right? So like on one side of the spectrum, I'm like super strong, and then on the other side of the spectrum, like you know, I can get super emotional.
Yeah, right.
But, so I'm confused because a lot of people are starting to veer the conversation towards things that make them like emotional for a good reason.
Right.
You know, and yeah, I get emotional for a good reason.
Of course.
Right. Somebody dies.
Right.
Or you know what, a good commercial will sometimes get me.
Yeah, like what commercial? Can you think of one? If not, you don't. You know, can you think of something that kind of gets you?
Think of something that kind of gets me.
Yeah, like a commercial.
Like a commercial.
Obviously,
it was like an AT&T commercial once.
Really?
Or maybe like a parenting something cute that was like kind of touching.
Yeah. When people are like, "Oh, wow, this Febreze is working so well in my house. My house smells so great. My sofa cushions," and you're like,
"No, I think Febreze is gross."
Oh, okay, I was just an example. All right, I'm sorry. I'm talking over you. What is something that randomly makes you cry, Jess?
That randomly makes me cry. When like tears will spark to my eyes.
Yes.
Bucci, I'm having a really hard time. You know what? I'll put it in the chat.
Yeah, put it in the chat.
put it in the chat. I don't want to hold you up.
I don't want to make you cry, you know, with frustration. That's fine. Okay, Jessa, put it in the chat. And, you know, the chat is they're a supportive group.
I'm going to cry about this
later. Yeah, we could call both cry about this phone call later.
Okay.
Bye. Sorry, Jessa. All right, Joe. Yeah, 201-209-9368. We're talking about stuff that makes you cry that's just not really sad. Mr. Rogers. I cannot think about that guy without feeling very sad. I don't know why, but I'm like, man, he was so selfish. Such a good person. Like, he really was a good person. I watched some documentary about him. I forgot what it was called. The People versus Mr. Rogers. Maybe that was it. But it was like, I couldn't get through it. I soaked my pillow. I was crying. Calling Capucci.
I am.
Yeah, hello, who's this?
Hi, my name is Catherine.
Hey, Catherine.
I am a teacher, and I'm thinking about this ant pile in my cafeteria that I saw today.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So sad, right? I was thinking about, like, somebody cleaning it up, the kids messing with it. Made me sad to think. I almost thought about taking it outside and sort of breaking them free.
Yeah, you
Not
feel...
Not that I want the school to be overrun with ants.
No, you know? But you feel sorry for the ants because they've worked so hard on their ant collar.
Exactly.
I'm going to choke up right now. Yeah.
It resonates.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because you're like, oh, I even felt like that about, I had a wasp nest, like, growing out of my house. And, you know, I got rid of it, right? It was a small one. But then this wasp, you know, I just completely dismantled the nest. And then I was just watching, and this one wasp came back, and it saw that its house was gone.
Oh,
and
my
it
God.
Just kind of looked around, and then it kind of turned, floated away, and it just like, oh, poor wasp.
Yeah, I know, he's just doing his thing.
He's just trying to, you know, it's just being a wasp. And then we came along, and I sprayed poison all over its family. It was, you know. Catherine, that was a good one. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Wet flip-flops. Someone here at WFMU said wet flip-flops make them cry. They don't like that sound. Caller, you got Bucci.
Hey, Bucci.
Yeah, hey, who's this?
This is Rusty Tiki out of Kearney, New Jersey.
What's your name?
Rusty Tiki.
Oh, hey. Rusty Tiki. Oh,
I'm concerned about your hernia.
Yeah, me too. Thanks.
Because 2 weeks ago, I had a hernia.
Okay.
I went to the ER.
See?
They did a CAT scan, determined that my hernia wasn't that bad.
Okay.
But my appendix was about to rupture.
Okay.
Hernia status is...
Okay.
Get that checked out because it might not just be a hernia.
It's okay.
It could be your appendix.
Thank you.
Not to scare the crap out of you.
All right, man. Thank you. Great. Listen to this hernia. Ooh, God. That one's out of tune. Callie Gabucci.
Hey.
Hey, who's this?
This is Erica.
Hey, Erica. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right, you got one real quick? What makes
What
makes you cry like a baby that's randomly out of the blue?
I caught this from someone. When I was little, my friend's mom used to cry if a balloon accidentally got released into the sky.
I get that.
And yeah. I have been experiencing that now as an adult.
You see, like, a balloon floating away. Yeah.
Yeah.
So who are you crying for, the balloon or the person who lost the balloon?
No, it has nothing to do with the person. In fact, I actually feel a little bit of anger and resentment.
At yourself?
Towards the person that let that go.
Right. Like, because why are you mad at the person?
Because it's like carelessness. It's like you're sky littering.
Yeah. Yeah, it could get jammed in a you know, single engine plane or something.
Cool.
All right. Thanks very much, Erica. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Oh, so tired. I'm just gonna close my eyes for a second before the end of this show. Boots. Sorry. Where am I? Alright, WFMU, East Orange, WMFU, Mount Hope, New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM. Online at all the time at WFMU.org. I hope everyone feels better and gets the therapy that they deserve. Micah is here, as cheerful as always. You're going to listen to my music of Mind Control. It's going to feel great. You've been listening to Bucci. You Ducci.
This is Brad Steiger about to guide you to the outer reaches of your inner self, to the very parameters of the universe, to the fullest extent of your own human potential. And now imagine that you are lying on a blanket on a beautiful stretch of beach. You are lying in the sun or in the shade, whichever you prefer. And you are listening to the sounds of Mother Ocean, the rhythmic sound of the waves as they lap against the shore. You are listening to the same restful lullaby that Mother Ocean has been singing to men and to women for thousands and thousands of years. You are listening to the faraway sound of a flute. And there's a stringed instrument there. Listen to the music, how peaceful it is, how restful it is, how it helps you to relax, how it helps you to become tranquil in your inner being. Listen to the sounds of Mother Ocean. Listen to the music and feel yourself relaxing. Listen to the sounds of the music. Listen to the sound of Mother Ocean. Listen to the sound of my voice. My voice that will guide you to explore the farthermost reaches of your inner self. And as you relax here in this beautiful place, you know that nothing will disturb you. Nothing will distress you. Nothing will molest you or bother you in any way. Even now, you are becoming aware of a golden light of love, wisdom, and knowledge that is moving over you, protecting you from all harm, from all concerns, from all stresses, from all tensions. You know that you have nothing to fear. Nothing can harm you. If you should ever hear anything on this tape that will distress you in any way, you know that you have the ability to simply raise your right hand and to awaken. To raise your right hand and you will awaken. And as you listen to the sound of the ocean waves, the sound of the music, the sound of the flute, the stringed instrument, the sound of my voice, you feel all tension leaving your body. The sound of the waves helps you to become more and more relaxed, and the sound of the music helps you become more and more relaxed. And the sound of my voice helps you become more and more relaxed. With every breath that you take, you find yourself becoming more and more relaxed. With every breath that you take, you feel yourself going deeper and deeper asleep. You must permit your body to relax so that you may rise to higher states of consciousness. Your body must relax. Your body must sleep so that the real you, may rise higher and higher to greater states of awareness. You are feeling a beautiful energy of tranquility, peace, and love entering your feet. And you feel every muscle in your feet relaxing, relaxing, relaxing. And that beautiful energy of tranquility, peace, and love moves up your legs, into your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, and you feel every muscle in your ankles, your calves, your knees, your thighs, relaxing. Relaxing, relaxing, and you hear the sound of the ocean waves, and you hear the sound of the flute, the sound of the strings, the sound of my voice, and you feel yourself relaxing. Relaxing, relaxing. If you should hear any sound at all, a slamming door, a honking horn, a shouting voice, that sound will not disturb you. That sound will help you to relax even more. Any sound at all, any sound that you might hear will not disturb you in any way. In fact, any sound that you hear will only help you to be deeper and deeper and deeper asleep, more and more and more relaxed. Nothing will disturb you. Nothing will distress you in any way. And now that beautiful energy of tranquility, peace, and love is moving up to your hips, your stomach, your back. And you feel every muscle in your hips, your stomach, your back, relaxing. Relaxing, relaxing. And with every breath that you take, you find that your body is becoming more and more relaxed. And with every sound of the waves, you find that your body is becoming more and more relaxed. With every note that you hear of the flute, every note that you hear of the strings, you feel yourself becoming more and more relaxed. And the sound of my voice is helping you to become more and more relaxed, more and more relaxed. Now the beautiful energy of tranquility, peace, and love enters your chest, your shoulders.